Yes, I bumped into Kate yesterday from Audioboo at the Social Media Week event, and I realised I haven't used my Audioboo account for a long time. So I thought I'd enter into the spirit of things and speak about the first record that I bought. So, well, actually, it's an LP. I mean, I could talk about the single, but the LP's far more interesting, really. And it was Schools Out by Alice Cooper. It's a brilliant album. Still play it now. Still a brilliant album. But actually, I didn't buy it. And there's a kind of interesting story behind this because I asked my mum to buy it for me for Christmas. And when it first came out, I mean, it's a brilliant cover because it's in the shape of a desk. So you kind of pull the desk bit up at the top and pull the record out from inside the desk, and it's got little legs underneath it that you can sort of turn it into a sort of 3D object. I mean, it's a beautiful little item, actually. But the strange thing about it was when it came out, it had a free pair of ladies' paper disposable panties on the record. Wrapped around the record. When I got it at Christmas, I opened it up and I didn't know that these paper knickers were kind of like given away with the LP. It was only a couple of months later, but I actually found that I was speaking to a friend who'd also got the LP, and he says, "Oh, what did you think about your paper knickers?" And I said, "Well, what paper knickers?" And he said, "Well, did you not get them? They come straight with the album." So I thought, well, it's a bit strange. I thought, well, I'm going to go and confront my mum about this, you know. So this must have been about sort of February or something after the Christmas period. So I went and said to my mum when I saw her, I said, "You know that LP that I got for Christmas?" I said, "Did it come with some paper knickers?" She said, "Yeah, it did actually." She says, "But I spoke to your dad about it, and we decided we weren't going to give them to you because we thought you might give them to one of your girlfriends." And I thought, I was only 12 at the time, and I started thinking, "You're way, way ahead of me." You know, it's like I don't know where you got this idea that was that even if I did have some, that I was going to give them to my girlfriend, which I didn't really have a girlfriend at the time, as I sort of remember. Anyway. To cut a long story short, I played the album, still play it now. It's kind of slightly conceptual. It's based on West Side Story. Obviously, everybody knows School's Out, which is a brilliant song, but in fact, every single track's an absolute belter. So, with that, I think I'll finish up now. Okay, bye.